My girlfriend cheated on me twice within a week with one of my best mates. Dear Hamza, first I want to tell you a story which happened in October 2022. It was a Friday night and I had just graduated the day before this night. And basically the whole senior year level decided to have an end of year party. It was only the second high school party I'd ever been to, as I have mostly always been someone who goes to bed at around 9 and wake up naturally at around 4:30 to 5 a.m. Yeah, same, bro. Look what time it is right now on my screen. In addition to this, I've never ever touched alcohol or drugs up until this night. I'm not going to lie, the reason why I drank alcohol on this night was because I was depressed in the few weeks leading up to the day of my graduation. I was depressed because I had a realization that I was no longer a little school kid who gets guidance from hungover teachers. I realized that whether I liked it or not, I would need to become an adult and that I was now responsible for the trajectory of my life. These realizations were painful, and for the first time, I decided to get drunk to numb the pain. You know, I actually had this realization too, but I had it much older than you. I had this after graduating for university. So you're already a few years ahead of me, Rocco. So you should be proud of yourself if you had this kind of realization. After the prees, which is drinking before the party, me and my so-called friends at the time catch an Uber to the party. We finally get to the party and literally 10 minutes in, I start sobering up. I cannot seem to find the girl that I'm in a relationship with at the time. And so because I'm sober, I decide to go sit downstairs on the chairs in the corner with some of my mates. My emotions start to kick in again, and so I'm just staring at the wall opposite to me, so depressed about leaving school. Then I'm looking around and finally see my girl. However, she's coming out of the bathrooms, which were unisex, where the event was being held. I go up to her, but I literally see one of my best mates come out of the toilet only seconds later, who was friends with the girl I was talking to. At this point, I knew something was up as I had this gut instinct, and whenever I get this instinct, I trust it 100% of the time. I'm furious at this point, but don't want to start a scene and look like an idiot. Moments later, I go up to her and say hello and give her a hug. She was less social with me than usual and kind of pulls away from me and says, "I will be back." You know, bro, that gut feeling is always fucking right. It's like you notice the smallest things. Fuck me, I can feel it right now, like for you, man. I stay on the dance floor a bit, trying to be social with others that I know from the year, but they can barely even speak a sentence. That's how much they drank. So I decide that I'm just going to go sit back down where all my friends were, except only one of them was there this time. I look up and see him in the very corner with the girl I am talking to, dry humping him whilst kissing him. At this point, my heart sinks. It feels like it is beating too fast for my breathing rate, and I walk outside. This is my first true heartbreak, and it felt fucking awful. After calming down, I go back into the party and get with one of my female friends to get revenge. Bad idea. Anyways, I was way less mature back then. It gets to the end of the party, and I go up to her and say, "What was all of that about?" And she starts acting stupid, like nothing has happened. But once I say, "Don't act stupid," she said, "It's not that deep. You got with my female friend's name anyway, so what's the big deal?" In my mind, I thought, yeah, fair enough, even though she cheated first. Two wrongs does not make a right, so I forgive her and forget about it. Who knows what happened in the toilets, though I did not ask. I did not mention anything to that mate of mine, which was a bitch move, and I regret it. Long story short, around a week later, I'm taking a shit on the toilet and obviously still having a bit of a Jeffrey inside of me. I'm scrolling through a Snapchat group with my mates. No word of a lie, one of my mates sends in a text photo which has been saved to his camera roll to the group chat with the girl I was in a relationship with the same guy she got with at the party who was a close mate. What? I don't understand fucking young people's social media anymore, bro. So he sends a photo which you could see was on his camera roll that he had a picture of like your girl or something. It all started to make sense why I was left on red for 2 hours. She was at his house. Oh shit, okay, she was at his house. As soon as this happens, I don't even hesitate and block her on Snapchat, Facebook, Instagram. Good man. However, I forgot that she asked for my number, which I gave to her. I didn't ask for her number at all because we just talked on Snapchat and it was more convenient to stay in touch. After a few weeks of no contact, I had slowly gotten over her, but she reached out to me and said she was sorry and that she realized that my mate only wanted to use her for sex and that if she had chose out of me or him, it would be me. I was a fucking bitch and believe her and forgave her once again. Yeah, you are a bitch for that, bro. I added her back on all social media. Looking back at this now, all I wanted was to feel worthy of love and just didn't want to be alone. Everything was going well for a couple of months from here. She was getting dicks down, bro, and probably in the same toilet. However, the sad thing is, on New Year's Eve, her friend sent me a voice note on Snapchat telling me to back off and that if she doesn't want to do anything with me. I thought they were just drunk and taking a piss, so the next day I asked her, are you being for real about breaking up? And she said yes. My whole New Year's Day, she was fucking this entire time, bro, I guarantee it, bro. My whole New Year's Day, I spent crying and begging for her to stay. I went to all extremes, such as buying a How to Win Your Ex Back program. I was a weak man and have not been in a relationship since, so I genuinely do not know if I will still be the same or have changed. However, I've read The Way of the Superior Man and Attached, so I've gained some knowledge on love and attachment styles. How can I prevent this type of situation from happening again? I just feel so weak when I think back to this moment and have been too anxious to date ever since. First of all, thank you for the question. Now, second, to the viewer who's watching this, if you want more men to be on self-improvement just like you are, scroll down right now and click on the subscribe button so that this way you're more likely to meet like another brother who's on this path, because you've seen how lonely it is when you follow my advice. You end up improving your life drastically, but the worst problem is that you start being lonely because you can't even spend time with these Jeffreys and Jessicas anymore. We need more men on self-improvement, and so if you help this channel grow by subscribing, you'll be more likely to meet other guys who are on this path. So scroll down and click subscribe. Let's read some of the comments and then I'll give him some advice. So Nathan suggested watching a video by me. Which video is this one? Young man cheats on his girl and then asks me for advice. This is a recent one on my main channel. You can go and watch. Liam said, hey dude, I'm so sorry. My heart sank during that story. I just want to say thank you for having the balls to reach out. I know how weak you probably feel writing this, but you did the right thing. In my opinion, you have to accept that you didn't do anything wrong. It wasn't your fault and you were too naive to realize that you had control to end the relationship. My honest advice is that you need to learn how to wear your heart on your sleeve again and make yourself vulnerable. If you ever find yourself in a similar situation, end it immediately. No forgiving, no mercy. You can't allow people to play with your heart like that. You sound like a great person and I'm sorry this happened. That's so rough, but you can recover and find someone who cares. Rocco replied the original poster and he said, yeah, I know. The thing which is crazy to me, though, is that the second time when she cheated and I blocked her with no contact, I seriously got over her, like I was not even thinking about her. But then she reached out to me by number, and it's like I got baited again. From this moment onwards, I felt so needy and emotionally attached to her, even after everything she's done. Thanks for your support. So one of the things that young men need to understand when they're in relationships or when they break up is that it is so common for your ex to send you a what's called like a beta bait message again. Basically, after you've broken up, whether she cheated or she broke up with you, within like 4 to 8 weeks, she'll send you a message which seems like she wants to be cool with you, but it's more that she just wants to see if you're still a bitch. And if you reply to the message, you're proving to yourself and to her and to everyone else you're still a bitch. She'll go on a couple more dates with you. She might even have sex with you, which sounds awesome. She's getting deep-throated by another man during the entire time. Basically, at that point, she has zero respect for you, and she's just sending you that little feeler text to see if she made the right decision in cheating on you. And if you reply positively to it, then she has. The only correct response to a woman who's cheated on you or a woman who's broken up with you and she tries to text you again, the only correct response is to block her because you weren't like intelligent enough to block her on that app already. Men, especially modern weak young guys who've got skinny necks, skinny wrists, and no confidence and low T, they don't use the block feature enough on their phones. Have no shame in blocking your ex. Have no shame in blocking the girl that cheated on you. Have no shame in blocking like the guy who's fucking her, who's putting it on his Snapchat story or some bullshit. Have no shame in that. Fucking delete and even block, especially with like these girls, because you'll delete them on Snapchat and they'll send you a message somewhere else and it will fuck with your head. Like you said, you got over her. So think about the fact that it only needed to take you a few more seconds to block her number and you would have literally been at least a month or 2 months more advanced on your self-improvement journey right now. Think about how crazy that is. What a return on investment that would have been for Rocco. If you just blocked her on everything, you would have saved a few more months and a bit more heartbreak. for most young men who have went through a heartbreak and cheating and everything, it's the same thing. A few more seconds just to block them from everything and you will literally save months of your life. You will not get a return on investment like that anywhere else. Not Bitcoin, not crypto, no nothing. Few seconds to save months. That's very good. Yeah, bro, but to be honest, I understand why you came back. I'm not going to be so macho-ass dude telling you that you were a bitch. Yeah, I am. In my first relationship, I let her hang out one-on-one with one of her guy friends because I trusted her. When we eventually broke up, I heard that she fucked him the next day. Oh, she was fucking, like, through that time, bro. And I never had proof, but I have a feeling she cheated on me multiple times. Yeah, she did. It hurt like shit. And now I've been through that, and that I'm so much better in relationships because I can be aware of something before it starts. It's a ruthless world dating, but I promise there are girls who won't treat you like that. Yeah. So this is my advice to Rocco and to any other guy who's experiencing things like this. You have to take full responsibility. We can be sat here and say this girl is a Jessica, she's low quality. And of course she is, but that doesn't serve us. We're just like, you know, some idiot misogynist men who are complaining about women. We're not here for that. I'm here for you. You are the problem. You attracted this girl because you are similar to her. Like he said, like you went downstairs and you started kissing one of her friends or something. To me, you're both low quality people. You're both people that I wouldn't personally hang out with. You might be a student in my program and I'll teach you and I'll take your money and stuff. But like, this is a low quality man. Like, you stink of degeneracy. If you want to be around higher quality men, men of respect, if you want to start pushing into this life of sophistication, of success, of hard work, discipline, of character, you want to be like those men that you look up to, they wouldn't be doing this shit. Yeah, sure. Like, I won't lie to you. Yeah, sure. Like, I'm not going to lie. All of us did this kind of stuff when we were younger. I've done the exact same kind of stuff. Like, if I told you some of the degenerate shit I've done, you would be thinking like, holy fuck, Hamza was fucked in the head, right? But you've got to take a step away from degeneracy, a big step away from degeneracy, if you want to start to live like this good, clean, wholesome life, and you end up having like better sex with a better quality woman who's more trustworthy and will give you the greatest gift that a woman can ever give to a man, which is bearing his children and raising them well. This right now, you are dating a woman that if you ever asked yourself, is she wife quality? Is she mother of your child quality? You would have said no. So from the start, you fucked up because you got somewhat in a relationship with a woman who wasn't wife quality because she was going out to parties, right? She was going out to parties, drinking. She's the kind of girl who at the same party as you would go into the bathroom to go and like suck this guy's dick or whatever they did. Like they definitely just didn't kiss in there. You know that, right? And I don't mean to twist the knife into you, but I just want to make this super serious. Like you attracted her for a reason because you were compatible with her and you've proven that because like you said, you went downstairs and you kissed her friend or some bullshit. So it's like you've got to start to become the kind of man who starts to attract the kind of woman that you want. So do this practice right now. Write down your dream woman, your ideal woman. Write down, first of all, how sexy she is and exactly the characteristics that you would want in like this full-on 10 out of 10 dime piece, beautiful lady that you'd want, right? So write down individual characteristics, hair color, eye color, body shape, everything, right? Imagine you could just form the perfect woman. Then write down her characteristics, her personality, how she is with you, with her family, and then write down how she would raise children, what she would eat during the pregnancy. Would she stay disciplined and only eat like the carnivore diet, like prime health, or would she be eating fucking snacks and poisoning your future child? Would she be okay with not wearing any makeup or fragrances for 9 months straight so that she doesn't fuck up your like future son and give him a deformed small penis with low T because she's like put all these chemicals over her? Or would she be committed to making sure that your children are super healthy? Write down all of these things based on your perfect woman with no limitation whatsoever. Write that down, condense it, and maybe call her a name or something. And then work relentlessly to become the kind of man who can attract this kind of woman. That's the game plan. When men don't think about their future feminine wives, they end up just settling for degeneracy. And when you settle for degeneracy, what's interesting is that you end up developing yourself in a way that you just attract more degenerates, not high quality women. The way that you style your hair changes, the way that you talk changes, the way that you set up your Instagram profile changes. And suddenly all of the really high quality women are basically invisible. Like you just don't even come across them because they won't look at a kid like you. They see you still stuck in like boy psychology and they can't take you seriously. imagine a life where you're just basically experiencing shit like this. Like, yeah, you get to have some degenerate sex with some of these drunk girls who basically just starfish mindlessly whilst they're feeling like the childhood trauma bullshit that they've been through, and like the ghost feelings of like the last 20 dicks she's had inside of her as you sleep with her. Or imagine like the wild fucking animalistic sex that you can have with your future feminine wife, who will claw the fuck out of your back because she genuinely loves you like an animal, and she'll fight for you and she'll fight for your children. There's such a better life to be worked hard for. So Rocco, you need to do this. And for any other young man, you need to do this. You need to do this practice immediately. Go write about your future wife, future feminine, beautiful wife, whatever like characteristics are important to you, and make that your motivator for your goals. Cute guys like with low T like to say like, oh, I'm not doing it for anyone else, I'm just doing it for me. What I've seen is with the most masculine men, they always say the exact opposite. They say, I'm doing it for my family. Like, these days, young guys are such pussies. They always say the same thing. When I talk about, like, you know, use this woman as your motivator, they always reply with, like, oh, I'm not doing it for anyone else. I'm just doing it for myself. I just go to the gym for myself. It's fucking such a low T, small dick mindset. The most masculine men out there, if you ask them what's your motivator, they will always say, my family. So when you picture this woman, and maybe picture your children, use your family as your drive to go and work hard, to stay away from degeneracy, to get away from these people, to get away from your best friends or something. If that's actually happened, by the way, like, I didn't even point on this. Clearly never speak to him again. But this is like, I don't want you to be a criminal, but this is like full on like assault level shit, bro. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't know if I'd be able to control myself. If my best friend, or if a good friend of mine, had literally like slept with my girl who I'm currently with, I'd be fucking throwing hands and choking him out. Maybe I'd get arrested, maybe this, maybe that, whatever. But like, that's just the kind of man that I personally am. I'm not telling you to do that. That's just personally what I would like experience. This in this situation, if you just saw that and you just kind of sat there, you've got more restraint than I do. I would have went in guns blazing and just fucking swung at him if I saw that, like, my male friend come out of the same bathroom as my girl. I wouldn't blame my girl, because if she's cheated, it shows a lack of foresight in me. It shows that I've either slipped up in myself recently, or that I slipped up in choosing her. I can't really blame a girl for that. I can blame a male friend who's done it on like purpose, right? If it's a random guy, I'm not going to blame him. If it's a random guy who slept with her, he's a single guy and he's just like found a girl he wanted to have sex with and she was down, that's fine. If it's a single guy who knew about me, that's still fine. If it's one of my friends who knows about us, he's getting fucked up. That's at least my mindset. It's not the same as yours, and you were probably better off and more safer. But yeah, fuck me. That's got to be a gut-wrenching pain, bro. You got to start like differentiating yourself away from this. I think you're finished with like high school or some shit. Get away from these low-quality people. Now, you're a low-quality person yourself. Remember that. I'm not like letting you off the hook. You're a degenerate as well. But like, if you want to start making progress away from this bullshit, do you, like, you know, over these few weeks, did you fucking grind your business? Did you make like huge progress in your business? You didn't, did you? You didn't. Your brain has been occupied by degeneracy, and for weeks and weeks and weeks you were distracted. So you can see that if this is how you're living, that future wife that you're building up in your mind, she won't be yours. She'll go and get with another guy who's actually done the work, because this is the bullshit that you're spending your time on. When guys think like, you know, degeneracy, casual sex is like quick, it's fast, it's not. It's fucking weeks of this type of bullshit, thinking about this every now and then. There's not many men who can just go about it and never get feelings for the girl that they're with and everything. So for weeks, you weren't pushing in your business, in your sports, or anything like that as much as you could have. So basically, every few months that you waste of your potential because of bullshit like this, you've just lowered the quality of your future wife by like 5%, basically. Think about how fucked that is. Think about how crazy that is, that every month, every 2 months that you waste of your life not living to your potential, being distracted by some low quality Jessica that you know isn't going to give you, that you don't want to have children with, being distracted by like low quality friends who are out taking drugs and whatever, that lowers the quality of your future wife. She's literally going to be 5% uglier because you went through this bullshit experience. And of course, someone will say, oh, but you know, you can learn from experiences and stuff. Yeah, of course you can. Of course, you're going to learn from every experience you go through. But undeniably, if you waste time as a young man, all you've just done is harden things for your future self. So we're either going to have to work harder in your future plan to make up for this, or if you work as hard as you can, you're still going to end up sacrificing your future wife's like potential and quality because of wasted time like this. It's the same with porn, video games, whatever. When you've wasted like months or years of your life, you've just set this like handicap on how beautiful and sexy and intelligent your future wife can be, because there was another man who worked hard during this time, who kept himself clean, who wasn't in this like disgusting toilet stuff, who was like, I don't know, cheating on his girl. She cheated on him and whatever. You can still absolutely, I'm telling you right now, you can still absolutely experience shit like this, take loads of drugs, have cheating, be a cheat, and still end up meeting like a beautiful, amazing woman. Of course you can. There's loads of stories of guys who have like turned their life around, but you don't want to be purposefully staying in this kind of environment anymore. Because when you really think about your future wife right now, the kind of woman that you'll have mind-blowing sex with, the kind of woman that you'll have lots of healthy, athletic children with, the woman who literally feels like a 10 out of 10 for you and drives you fucking insane, like sexually, she's out there right now. And naturally, by how high quality you've made her up in your mind, that means that she's out there right now being good. She's doing good things. She's probably meditating as we speak right now. What shame are you bringing to your family by like listening to this advice with the back of your thought thinking like, oh yeah, but I don't really have to give up casual sex, do I? Like I can still like, you know, go to the next party, can't I? What shame you'd be bringing to your family whilst your future wife is there like studying right now, being clean, speaking to a mother, having like, you know, cute like feminine time with a mom and a sister, and you're considering like the next party to go to where your girl might be there and you want to like try and get your dick sucked by one of her friends or something. You want that high quality woman, you're going to have to fucking work for it, my friend, because all the guys are working for her as well. Your future feminine wife, your dream woman, she's a lot of guys' dream woman. You sure you don't want to work a little bit harder than the other guys? The finish line is up there, and all you've got to do is sprint a little bit faster than these guys who are on the same speed as you. Make sure you go and put in that extra effort, because you don't want to be the kind of guy who didn't put in the work and then has to settle with a low quality woman knowing that you were destined for better. You want to be the kind of young man who's grinding away at these early years and starts to attract like this amazing high quality woman after woman after woman. And you can take your pick and you can literally think to yourself, wow, I have like an abundance of options. I'm going to choose this woman who's such so promising. Like she is such a high quality woman for me to choose to be with, to have children with. That's your reality if you choose to work hard and get away from fucking environments like this, my friend. Join Adonis Gang, which is my free community, and you can ask questions like this. It's the top link in the description. Go click on that right now. Do the hard work, especially when you don't feel like it. Mwah.